The Concierto de Castilla by Federico Moreno Toroba. Janusz Pierzbilski conducted the Warsaw Symphony Orchestra. The guitarist was Michael Truster. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Sergio Assad describes his Fantasia Carioca as a celebration of the city of Rio de Janeiro. We'll hear it performed by the young American guitarist Austin Moorhead. Austin Moorhead performing the Fantasia Carioca by Sergio Assad. Australian composer Sean Rigney has written a number of pieces with guitar through his long collaboration with guitarist Slava Grigorian. Sean Rigney spoke from his home in Melbourne, Australia, about his chamber concerto.
I devised the piece in three movements, so it's a fairly typical form. Prelude being the first movement, and then a sort of a fantasy on the theme of a lullaby that I'd written for my daughter. And then the third movement is called The Toys, and rather than being about sort of soft and fluffy animals, it's more about almost a sort of a Warner Brothers style kind of animated toy. There's a slightly nightmarish quality to it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Guitarist Slava Grigorian and the Southern Cross soloist performing Sean Rigney's Chamber Concerto. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Brazil guitar duo performing Prelude No. 12 by Castelnuovo Tedesco. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the Brazil guitar duo performing Prelude No. 12 by Castelnuovo Tedesco. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.